broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears along with you. Getaway Friday, June the 11th, 2021. 13 and a half minutes past the hour here. And in hour number one with our McDonald's trivia, Jody, Trish, and Sarah are in the competition. So we will continue on with our trivia here this morning. Our next question in the McDonald's trivia roundup. How many company-owned locations are there? Now, this number is in the thousands. If you come within 5,000, I'll give you the answer. This is just within the thousands. So between 1,000 and 100,000. How many company-owned locations are there? How many company-owned McDonald's are there? 740-383-9944. And if you come within 1,000, I will give you the answer. Company-owned McDonald's. I guess this is opposed to franchises. How many company-owned McDonald's are there? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. How many company-owned McDonald's are there? Go ahead, caller.
120,000.
120,000? Not 120. No, it's below 100, but more than 1,000. Below 100,000, but more than 1,000. All right, go ahead, caller.
One.
More than one.
All right, right.
Right. More than one. It's actually more than 1,000, less than 100,000. How many company-owned McDonald's are there? Now, if you come within 5,000, I'll give you the correct answer. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. How many company-owned McDonald's are there? That's where we are here this morning. All right. Do we have a call coming in here? I think we might. Well, we did. If that was you, call back. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. How many company-owned McDonald's are there? More than 1,000, less than 100,000. If you get within 5,000, I'll give you the answer. How many company-owned McDonald's are there? 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
550,000.
Not 550,000. All right. Now, remember again, it's more than 1,000, but less than 100,000. But if you get within 5,000, I'll give it to you. How many company-owned McDonald's? Go ahead, caller.
2,707.
It's 6,056, but you're within 5, so we will give it to you. What's your name?
Trish again.
All right, Trish, you are in again. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, Trish is in again. The actual number was 6,056. Company-owned McDonald's. Okay. Now, here's the exact opposite of this question. How many franchised locations are there? We just did company-owned. Now, remember, there are 6,056 company-owned McDonald's. Now, here, how many franchised locations are there? Now, again, this is give me this in thousands. More than 1,000, less than 100,000. If you come within 5,000, I'll give you the answer. How many company-owned McDonald's are there? Franchise-owned, excuse me. Company-owned was the last question we did. How many franchised McDonald's are there? Go ahead, caller.
That's Trish again. I missed that then if it was only, I guess, 2,770.
Right, but you were within 5,000.
Oh, 5,000. I thought you meant five.
Yeah.
Franchises, 35,085.
30,559, so you're within five again on that. So you are in.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. All right, Trish is knocking these dead here this morning on the station. Franchised locations were 30,559. So there are 6,056 company-owned and 30,559 franchised McDonald's in the country. All right, now, McDonald's has increased shareholder dividends for how many consecutive years? Now, this should not be hugely difficult. Just give me a year. How many years has that been going on in a row? McDonald's has increased shareholder dividends for how many consecutive years? Does anybody know? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. How many years in a row has McDonald's increased shareholder dividends? An interesting question here in the McDonald's area. Does anybody know how many consecutive years, year after year after year, has McDonald's increased shareholder dividends? How many years in a row? Does anybody have an idea? 740-383-9944. Hopefully we'll get an answer here. We've got Trish in three times this morning. We've got Sarah in once, and we've got Jody in once this morning. Our McDonald's trivia here. How many consecutive years has McDonald's increased shareholder dividends? Go ahead, caller.
51 years.
51. Not quite 51.
Thanks, Scott.
Thank you. Not 51 years. How many consecutive years has McDonald's increased shareholder dividends? Does anybody know? Go ahead, caller.
30 years.
Not 30, but that's close. Not 30 years, but we're getting awfully close to the correct answer here. How many consecutive years has McDonald's increased shareholder dividends? Go ahead, caller.
43 years.
Not 43. Not 43. How many consecutive years has McDonald's increased shareholder dividends? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. How many consecutive years? Go ahead, caller.
45 years.
Not 45. Not 45. How many consecutive years has McDonald's increased shareholder dividends? Go ahead, caller.
35.
Not 35.
Okay.
Not 35. How many years has McDonald's increased shareholder dividends? 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
49.
Not 49. Not 49. Are we going to get the correct answer here? Consecutive years in a row. How many consecutive years has McDonald's increased shareholder dividends? Go ahead, caller.
31 years.
Not 31, but that's close too. Not 31, but we're getting close to the right answer here. How many consecutive years has McDonald's increased shareholder dividends? Go ahead, caller.
Last 25 years.
25 years. You have got it. Now, did you Google that one?
No.
No, you knew that one.
Off the top of my head.
That's good. Who's our winner this morning?
Scott.
Scott?
Yeah.
All right. You're the other bus driver, right?
Huh?
Do you drive the bus here in Marion?
No, sir.
Oh, no. I'm trying to remember who that gentleman was who drove the other bus. Well, how's the morning for you, Scott?
That's going pretty good.
Good?
I woke up this morning.
Oh, that's always a plus when you wake up this morning.
Yes, it is.
You're in the competition. Keep playing along.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye. All right, Scott is in the competition here. How many consecutive years has McDonald's increased shareholder dividends? That was 25 years. All right, next question. In October 2012, its monthly sales fell for the first time in how many years? Now think about that. 740-383-9944. In October 2012, McDonald's monthly sales fell for the first time in how many years? 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz here. Does anybody know the answer? These year questions are getting a little easier now. We've got Jody in, Trish is in three times, Sarah's in, Scott is in. Who else is going to get in on this competition? In October 2012, its monthly sales, McDonald's, fell for the first time in how many years? How many years had it been since McDonald's sales had fallen monthly? In October of 2012. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Who's got the right answer out there this morning? Go ahead, caller.
20 years.
Not 20 years. Not 20 years. 740-383-9944. Does anybody have the answer? In October 2012, McDonald's monthly sales fell for the first time in how many years? Go ahead, caller.
Wasn't that 25 years also?
Not 25 years, no.
Thanks, Scott.
Bye. Not 25 years on this one. McDonald's monthly sales fell for the first time in October 2012 after how many years? All right, go ahead, caller.
Oh, 40 years.
Not 40 years.
Okay.
Not 40 years. How many years had it been in 2012 when McDonald's monthly sales did not meet the goal? How many years had it been since that had happened when it did in 2012? Go ahead, caller.
9 years.
9 years. You've got it. You are in again, Trish. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Trish is in again. It had been 9 years since that had happened. All right, next question. In 2014, its quarterly sales fell for the first time in how long? How many years? Quarterly sales. Go ahead, caller.
57 years.
Not 57.
That's
not 57. In 2014, McDonald's quarterly sales fell for the first time in how long? 740-383-9944. Does anybody know the answer to this one? In 2014, McDonald's quarterly sales fell for the first time in how many years? 740-383-9944. Does anybody have the correct answer here in McDonald's Trivia Land? How many years on this one? You know, I'm looking at... I think this paper with these trivia questions printed kind of funny. Anyway, we'll fix this. as time goes on here. All right. In 2014, McDonald's quarterly sales fell for the first time in how long? How many years? Go ahead, caller.
27 years.
Not 27, but that's not too far off.
Thanks, Scott.
Not 27 years. In 2014, McDonald's quarterly sales fell for the first time in how many years? McDonald's quarterly sales took a dive for the first time in 2014 in how many years? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Does anybody know the answer? We've got Jody, Trish, Sarah, Scott in this competition here this morning. Go ahead, caller. Not 10, but that's not too far off. Not 10, but that is not too far off from the correct answer. In 2014, McDonald's quarterly sales fell for the first time in how many years? 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
22 years.
Not 22, but that's the closest guess we've had so far.
Okay.
Not 22, but we are getting closer. In 2014, McDonald's sales quarterly fell for the first time in how many years? Go ahead, caller.
How about 12 years?
Not 12, but that's really close, too. Not 12, but that's we're honing in on it here. That's very close as well. In 2014, McDonald's quarterly sales fell for the first time in how many years? 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Let's try 19.
Not 19, but that's the closest guess we've had so far.
Okay.
We're getting in on it here. 19 is the closest guess that we've had so far. In 2014, McDonald's quarterly sales fell for the first time in how many years? 740-383-9944. All righty, go ahead, caller.
15.
How many?
15.
15? Not 15. Not 15. 15's not right, but that's very close as well. In 2014, McDonald's quarterly sales fell for the first time in how long? How many years? Go ahead, caller.
Let's try 16.
Not 16, but that's the closest guess we've had in a while. That's the closest guess so far. 16 would be the closest we've had so far. In 2014, McDonald's quarterly sales fell for the first time in how long? 740-383-9944. Does anybody have the answer? We're definitely chipping away here and getting very close to where we need to be. That is for sure. Let's see. Go ahead, caller.
22 years.
Not 22. Good guess, though.
That's
not 22. In 2014, McDonald's quarterly sales fell for the first time in how long? Go ahead, caller.
17 years.
17. That is the answer. You have got it. What's your name?
Judy.
Judy. Well, Judy, you're in this morning. Glad to hear it. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Judy got it right. It was 17 years. In 2014, McDonald's quarterly sales fell for the first time in how long? It was 17 years, and Judy got that answer correct. All right, let's move on to the next question here. Okay, now this one doesn't have anything to do with numbers. So this will be interesting. We're through the number questions, I think. Where was the original McDonald's located? Give me the address. Where was the original McDonald's located? 740-383-9944. You know what? You can give me the city. You don't have to give me the address. I have the full address. But you can just give me the city and the state. The city and the state. Where was the first McDonald's located? 740-383-9944, and all I need is city and state. We've got Jody, Trish, Sarah, Scott, and Judy all entered into the competition. Where was the first McDonald's located? City and state. City and state is all I need on this particular question. 740-383-9944. Let's see if we have it here. Go ahead, caller.
San Bernardino, California.
San Bernardino, California. You got it. You're in again, Trish. Thank you.
Welcome.
San Bernardino, California is the correct answer on that one. Okay, here's another one for you. Where did the first McDonald's with arches open? Need the city and the state. Where did the first McDonald's with arches open? 740-383-9944. Where did the first McDonald's with arches open? 740-383-9944. City and state will get you into the competition here. All right. Where did the first McDonald's with arches open? City and state. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Does anybody know the city and state where the first McDonald's with arches opened? Any answers? Now, the first McDonald's, period, the address was 1398 Northeast Street at West 14th Street in San Bernardino, California. But we're looking for where did the first McDonald's with arches open? All righty. Go ahead, caller.
How about St. Louis?
Not St. Louis. Good guess, though. Not St. Louis, Missouri. No, not St. Louis. Where did the first McDonald's with arches open? Anybody know? 740-383-9944. The first McDonald's with arches. 740-383-9944 in the competition. We've got Jody, Trish, Sarah, Scott, and Judy at this particular point. Remember, at the end of the competition this morning, we will go back and draw a winner, and you can have your pick. Two tickets to the Wilds, two tickets to Zumbezi Bay, or two tickets to the Columbus Zoo. Question is, where did the first McDonald's with arches open? City and state. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Any guesses? As the competition moves on this morning. Now, maybe this is not a Googleable answer. The first McDonald's with arches. Now, I can see why somebody would guess St. Louis. A lot of arches in St. Louis. City and state here. First McDonald's with arches. It was not in San Bernardino, California. I'll tell you that. It was not where the first McDonald's opened. So, here we go. Let's see if this is the correct answer. Go ahead, caller.
Is it Des Plaines, Illinois?
Not Des Plaines, Illinois. Good guess, though.
Okay, thank you.
Not Des Plaines, Illinois. That's not where the first McDonald's with arches opened. That's what we're looking for here. Where did the first McDonald's with arches open? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Where did the first McDonald's with arches open? 38 minutes past the hour on this Getaway Friday. Does anybody have any idea? You know, I'm thinking that this must not be Googleable, because some of these answers sound like they're coming from Google, but are not what I have on the paper here. All right, go ahead, caller.
How about Phoenix?
You got it. Phoenix, Arizona. Now, was there a Google issue there?
I Googled it, and it said DePlain, Illinois was the first McDonald's with arches. So, but Phoenix was mentioned also.
DePlain, Illinois.
Yeah.
Now, I wonder why DePlain, Illinois.
Who knows
what's going on?
I heard a little bit of trivia about McDonald's, so there are not two McDonald's stores alike anywhere.
The stores are all different?
That's what I've heard. That they're all unique and there are no two the same.
Well, I wonder how much say that a franchisee would have in their store.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
I mean, we have three of them here in Marion. I mean, do you notice a whole lot of difference between the three?
Not really. I have been door dashing for about a month, so I go in all three regularly. The one by the mall seems a little bit more up to date, nicer, more modern, I guess. But they are all different.
You know, I've wondered about this door dashing because I see people doing this all the time. I mean, does this pay well?
It does. I can average maybe $15 to $20 an hour during a busy time. Some people tip really well, some people tip a little bit, and it all balances out, but it's kind of fun.
So, I mean, is it $15 to $20 with tips or without tips?
You get a base pay from DoorDash, which I think is $3, and then the customer tips on top of that. So I would say an average, I mean, I've delivered plenty of McDonald's orders and got $7 for doing that.
Really?
The customer tips $4, and then I got the $3 base pay, so $7 total.
So, but do you get to pick that you want to stay in the Marion area, or how does that work?
The order will come up, and you have the option to accept it or decline. But if you decline, it kind of hurts you, because the more you accept and the more orders you deliver, the more they open you up to more orders and better paying orders. So you kind of want to watch that. So I just accept everything.
Well, that's interesting. So, do you bring it up and do you knock on the door, or how does that all work out?
It's the customer's option. They can, most people just say, leave it at the door. I'll take a picture of where I left their food and it's sent directly to them. Or some prefer to hand it to them directly. Some people will hand you a cash tip, but that's really rare these days, especially with COVID. It's just all electronically, and it's convenient. And I guess if you want to pay for the convenience of having it brought to your door, people do it.
Now, would you say this has stayed up even though the restrictions are starting to go away?
I worried that we would slow down, but so far, no. I mean, it's kind of been steady, so we'll see how it goes, as time goes on. But so far, so good.
Is there ever a time when there are no orders to be done?
Oh, yeah. Yep, you, I'll schedule myself for like 4 hours. And if it's not during a busy time, I just kind of sit in a parking lot and listen to the radio, wait for an order to come in. But yeah.
So you have to be available for those 4 hours.
Yeah. You can end your dash anytime you want. But yeah, you kind of have to be available. I've had deliveries to Morrill, to Prospect. I had one yesterday to Prospect, and that customer tipped really well. So, yeah, I mean, it can be the outlying areas, too.
Well, it's interesting, because I see a lot of people doing this now, but I don't know. I always wondered how profitable it could be like if you were trying, I mean, it sounds more like a side job.
It is. It's, I, by trade, I'm a medical transcriptionist, but I have sat at a computer for 30 years, and it's taken a toll, so I'm down to 4 hours a day doing that, and then a few hours a day I will DoorDash, and it kind of gets me out of the house, up and moving, and it works out real good for me.
Well, that's good. I guess my worry in that particular situation would just be all the miles that you have to go around and drive and do, but...
You do, yes. In 2 days, I put 100 miles on my car.
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
And you have to pay for your own gas, right?
You do, yes.
I think that would be a problem nowadays.
It's starting to creep up there, and if it gets a whole much more, it probably will take a break for a while.
Yeah, that it's interesting. I wondered how this was, because before this, it was almost non-existent. I mean, people did it, but you didn't hear a whole lot about it. But during the pandemic, it became a thing that people did, and I wonder as it dissipates, how that's going to work for people who now have based supplemented income on this.
Right, yeah. I think people will pay for the convenience of it, to be honest. I mean, I had an order yesterday. I drove all the way out to Morrill for a 6-piece Wendy's nuggets. That's all they wanted. I think it probably was a teenager. But, you know, you'll get orders like that, but they'll kind of balance out.
Yeah. Now, does anybody ever
pay
not
for
tip?
The convenience.
Does anybody just not tip?
Yeah, I mean, I'll still get my $3 base pay, and that does happen, but it's very rare.
That's interesting.
That's okay.
Well, I appreciate the information. I always wondered about that. That's fascinating.
Yep, I love it. It's addicting.
Well, there you go. Well, hey, thanks.
Thank you.
Well, that's fascinating. So we have got, what was the last? Phoenix, Arizona. Where was the first McDonald's with arches that was Phoenix, Arizona? That's where it was. So in our competition this morning, we have got Jody and Trish and Judy and Scott and Sarah all in the competition. We've got Trish in a few times. We've got Jody in a couple times here. And we do have some more McDonald's trivia coming up, but I think we're about to be joined by a guest here for a few minutes, so I'm going to leave the phones open for this, which should be an interesting phone call here in our anniversary week. We'll give it a couple minutes here to see how this all pans out. The DoorDash information to me is interesting because I see so many people doing this, but I just did not know how profitable it could be for people. $20, $15 to $20 an hour is not bad, but if you have to pay for your own gas, I would guess with the gas prices creeping up, and I guess it also depends where you live. If you live in an area where there's not a lot of commerce, places you could stop and get stuff, that would probably also be a problem, because then you got to drive to the place to get the order, and then you've got to drive to the people's house to deliver the order. That might be a little tough. But to each their own, if it works. You know, if it's a side job that helps somebody pay their rent or do what they need to do, there's certainly nothing wrong with it. And I guess it's a job where you don't have to go to a building to do it or have a boss standing over your shoulder or something like that. I see a lot of people doing that with groceries, too. But you know what? It has cut back a little bit in recent months. There for a while, people were doing it constantly. But to be honest with you, it's a little bit few and far between now, which is kind of interesting. Go ahead, caller.
Scott?
Yes.
I would kind of like to know, I just heard the lady that does that delivery.
Right.
I would like to know if when you do something like that, don't you have to turn it into your insurance company? Would your insurance increase? Because I know somebody that was interested in that, and I was wondering, because once I heard if you run a taxi service or anything, you have to tell the insurance company, not like it's a business, but something. And I was wondering about that.
Oh, insurance.
Because I know somebody that's interested, and I kind of like to know if you have to report it to your insurance, and then if your insurance jumps up.
Well, we'll see if we can find out. Thank you.
Yeah, I'd like to find that out, because I know somebody that'd like to do it.
All right, let's check it out.
Okay, thank you.
All right, insurance. Does the insurance go up, your insurance rates, when something like this goes on, when you're door dashing? 740-383-9944. I don't know if that would increase your insurance rates or not. And I wonder how you're paid. I mean, tips, do you have to report all this at the end of the year? Do you keep track of this? I don't know. It's an interesting idea because it's something that is fairly new, and certainly not only the fact that it's fairly new, more people are doing it. They're doing it in greater numbers. So obviously it's going to affect more people, and when more people start doing something, people tend to pay more attention to it. Much like, I would guess, the IRS and the federal government. I don't know how that works now, though. It's been a long time since I worked in a restaurant, so I'm not even really sure how the whole tip situation is structured now in restaurant work. So the question, I guess, from the listener here was, does it mess with your insurance rates? Do you have to call that in and let them know that you're doing the DoorDash? If anybody knows, give me a call, 740-383-9944. We would love to know. And we might have a special caller calling in here at some point this morning. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott, I got to go to Victor's Walker.
Okay.
Last night, while we had a birthday party last night,
right.
And I was up late and put stuff away, and I had the radio on at 11 o'clock last night at the news, Glenn's replay from yesterday came on when he was giving his show, and about 20 minutes or so after it was on, he got clicked off. It went to your program.
Huh.
And I tried to listen to his giveaway yesterday. And I didn't wonder what the hell, you know, might have happened. Then it went off of his going on to your program.
So it was Glenn's program from yesterday afternoon was playing at 11. Well, I'll take a look and see what I can figure out.
Yeah, well, he was giving
well, I'll tell you, let me take a look and see if I can figure that out.
Bye.
All right, bye-bye. Well, okay, let's see. Glenn's show last night was playing at 11 o'clock, and apparently it just kicked out. Well, let me take a look here and see what that might have been that would have caused that problem with Glenn's show yesterday. Well, I really don't know. Because both of Glenn's shows were taped properly. I don't know what would have caused that during the 11 o'clock hour. They all seem to be in there okay. So I would have to tell you, that's a mystery to me. I think I was in bed last night at 11:30, so I'm not sure what would have caused that mishap. All right, 740-383-9944. Alrighty, go ahead, caller.
Yeah, but Scott, that caller said that she delivered a moral. Is the delivery charge the same if you deliver a moral than if you deliver right here in Marion?
You know, it sounds to me like the delivery person gets $3 no matter what, and then I guess it's on the person to tip. Now, I don't know the person who's doing ordering DoorDash. I don't know how that works.
But you think if you live quite a ways away, I got a nephew that ordered White Castles from Marysville and had it delivered to Broadway. And that's a big distance, but you know.
Well, the company might charge bigger delivery rates, but it sounds like the driver is only going to get $3 plus tip regardless per order.
Well, she ought to get more than that if she's delivering clear to Morrill.
Well, I think they have the choice to decline the orders if they don't want to do them.
Well, but she said if you decline it, it goes against you, yeah.
Which it probably is why it's a little tricky. Also with the gas, and I don't know about the insurance.
Well, a lot of people don't turn it into an insurance company, but if you don't, you know, you have to, you know, they can get out of paying it.
You know, it's hard to tell. I don't know what the rules are on that in Ohio. I mean, if you drive more miles, if you work in a different city, do you have to tell your insurance company that?
Well, yeah. You know, they want to know the mileage, you know, you drive back and forth to work. But the main thing is if you use it for business.
Well, that's true. I don't know. I have not changed the distance I've driven. I mean, I can't even think of the last time I worked outside of Marion, so it would be a long, long time ago. So I've never had that problem, but maybe.
I know, we used to be in the pizza business and delivered, and we paid $5,000 a year insurance and furnished the vehicles. Because even if somebody delivers for you, they're clocked in, and when they're on the clock, if they have an accident, that's why Domino's did away with that 30 minutes or free.
So the pizza company has to pay, but the driver doesn't have to pay more insurance, do they?
Oh, if they're using their own insurance, you can do it both ways. You can, the driver can tell you, yeah, I got insurance, you know, blah, blah, blah. But if he don't, the business owner's still liable.
See,
so you're better off to have your own insurance and furnish the cars rather than, you know, an employee coming to you and saying, yeah, I got that on my insurance, and they know I'm using them for business. Well, somebody dies and there's an accident, you know, if they're on the clock, the business owner's responsible for that.
I've never delivered pizzas or I've never delivered anything, really, so I don't know anything about that.
I was just wondering, you know, if she got more for going tomorrow. Just for a 6-piece chicken nugget.
Well, maybe we'll get an answer this morning. Thanks
okay.
for calling. Well, that's a good question. I imagine that's probably how DoorDash makes their money. It sounds like there's a flat rate per customer of $3, and then you make the tip, whatever they tip you. So I guess it's kind of like working in a restaurant is really what it sounds like as a server, but I don't know about the insurance rates, and I don't know about, I would guess that the company is probably charging the person ordering more. I can see that. That could be a possibility. Give me a buzz here, 740-383-9944. Do you know the answer to any of these DoorDash questions, or the other things that people do now? There's DoorDash and what are the other? I don't even know what these things, the grocery thing, I don't know what that's called. Home Shopper, something or another. Who knows? Go ahead, caller.
Well, Scott, what I heard about it was that you don't tip. That, say, Wendy's, you want to order Wendy's, and somehow it's built in. They only do certain menus, maybe. And it's built in there, and you don't, there's nothing like if it would be, say you'd get $5 or $10 for delivering it, the people you deliver to did not tip. There was no tipping involved. See, that's what I heard.
Well, apparently the person who does it said it's just $3, and then you get the tip.
Yeah, because I thought it was like, you know, Wendy's, it was built in, and, like, I didn't hear it was, like, free. It was, I heard more, and that the customer did not tip. There was nothing, you know, along that line, and that's kind of like what I'd like to know, you know, more about it and stuff, since you had it on and stuff, but I heard the person you deliver to does not tip you. So I'll get off here. Maybe some other people will call
me. Maybe we'll find out. Thank you.
Goodbye.
Well, you know, it's always been my understanding that people tipped, but I guess tipping is, nobody will force you to tip, I guess. We learned that, so it's not a force activity, but who knows? If anybody has any guesses, give me a buzz, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. See, a lot of people interested in this DoorDash thing. And a lot of questions. I think that's one of the problems. The insurance question, the tipping question, the longer order question. Go ahead, caller.
Instacarting, I think, was what you were looking for.
Oh, yeah, Instacart. That's what it's called.
I heard that's pretty lucrative, too.
See, but I don't know. I mean, is it?
My daughter did it. She said she made more. She's done both, and she said she made more Instacarting than she did with DoorDash.
Now, is it based on tips?
I think so.
But now you have to shop for somebody in that one, right?
Yeah, that one, I don't know. That would be kind of weird to me, because, like, I don't know how it works. Like, if they're out of something, do you just guess and get them the next best thing? Do you not get anything at all? Like, I don't know. It seems like with everything you buy at a grocery store, there's like three choices that you could make at least, you know?
Well, I guess what I'm trying to figure out is if this is so good, why has the market not been flooded with people doing it? Because if the market was flooded, I think that would be bad because you would have too many people doing it.
Yeah, I don't know. I just know she tried it and she said there's quite a bit of money to be made in it.
Is she still doing it?
She does it on the side. She has, like, a full-time job, and then she does that as, like, a part-time thing.
Well, that's it. Now, when we say lucrative, do you have any idea about what a week would be?
Oh, I never really asked her. I know the other day she called me and was like, hey, do you want some L camp? And I was like, nah, I already ate dinner. And she's like, well, okay, I made some extra money when I was door dashing or whatever, so.
Well, I guess. People.
Yeah, I know she says both of them. She says it would surprise you how much money you can make. Because I didn't really think. I guess I didn't think much of it when it first came about. She's like, no, you gotta. I thought about trying it, like on the weekends and stuff, to boost my bank account.
Well, you know, maybe it's a thing. Who knows? If it's helping people, that's a good thing.
Yeah, because you gotta think. Some people don't have transportation, or they're shut in, or whatever the case may be.
Yeah, well, maybe it's one of those things that'll catch on and give a lot of kids part-time work and a lot of people who are struggling, it'll help them out.
Access the food and stuff they wouldn't have. Yep. Okay, yeah. Have a good show.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, phone lines are open. Any more information on the door dashing or the Instacarting? 740-383-9944. Well, you know what? We're coming up on break here. We're going to do more of this in the next hour. We'll get back to our trivia here, so stay with us. WWGH Radio, back in 15 minutes.
The man with the golden voice, Ted Williams.
Okay, well, let's here we go. It's announcement time.